Hello and welcome to the Parallax Perspectives podcast. I'm so stoked that you're here, that we get to have these conversations together, bring more awareness into our own lives, take ourselves further, and also at the same time, become the model of demonstration, the catalyst of change and inspiration for others in their lives as well. I think this is what these conversations really allow us to do, especially when we go out and share it, the wisdoms, the insights, the pieces of the puzzle that you take from this conversation. You go and share it with your partner, your kids, your friends, your community. Go and reteach it to whoever you're around. Really elevates us all as a community together. So I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for engaging. Now, if it's your first time tuning in, my name's Daniel Lawson. I'm your host for this episode and hopefully all, well, the other episodes that you're tuning into as well through the Parallax Perspectives podcast. As I've mentioned previously, these are some of my favorite conversations, and I'm so grateful to be able to share them with you and bring even more wisdom into what it is that we're creating together. So in this episode, I'd love to dive into the Morning Mastery Club. It's both a program, it's a philosophy, it's something that I live my life by, and it's something that I am very passionate about sharing. In order to elevate our days, I first brought it up on a previous episode, two episodes ago, around consistency. And I mentioned it a couple of times, Morning Mastery Club, about forging habits and routines and elevating our ability to be consistent in what matters. And I really want to say thank you to those of you that reached out and said, tell me more. What is Morning Mastery? How do we use it to forge our peak performance? So I thought, let's open it up. Let's have this conversation here. And I'd love to give you all the insights, the principles behind it that you can go away and implement right away. And then, of course, if you really love this conversation, I'll drop links below into the Morning Mastery Club, which is basically something that I do out of the generosity in my heart, because I just love surrounding myself with people that also are on this mission together. So given that you're here, my assumption is that you already know that you have more potential within you, whether it's within your relationships, who it is that you're becoming, the business that you're building, maybe crushing more deals in the sales industry, or just more success across all the areas of your life, tapping into that meaning and the purpose and really filling yourself with an experience that you really, really love and shaping the life to fall in love with. I would imagine, I assume that you're curious about where you can make refinements in your life and within yourself, how you can specifically do this with volition. I really want to encourage you to lean into all of these elements of yourself to really extract what it is that we have here today. So before we get started, one of the questions that I get, I don't really talk about this a lot with a general audience. People ask me though, coaching peak performance, what does this mean? How did you get there? What is this all about? I want to share this part of the story with you because it aligns to how we land on Morning Mastery and how it really aligns to all aspects in how I coach peak performance, but how you can coach yourself into peak performance as well. So I started out in the emerging entrepreneur space. As some of you know, I would call myself the adventurepreneur coach. And when we're getting started in business, for myself, I quit the corporate world. I hit all the corporate dreams, and my dream in employment kind of crushed me in realizing that was not the dream that I went. I climbed the wrong mountain. I climbed the wrong peak. It's not what fulfilled me. And so I started my own entrepreneurial journey. That's when I started Parallax Apparel. And I realized through that, opened me up to realize that I didn't have all my shit figured out. I wasn't as good as what I thought I was. And to become successful in business, and business success in business is really a reflection of my own internal success, it opened up this world of mindset. And it was a year later, I got into coaching, and I coached my own journey really into entrepreneurship. What I realized is it was all mindset. You know, this is why you see people talking about mindset. Mindset's everything, especially when it comes to business creation, entrepreneurship, and you need it. The thing was, I created a successful business. I worked my ass off, bought that relentless drive, that determination, really showed up to create the success that it is that I thought that I wanted. And again, I realized that through that pursuit of success, I'd neglected myself once again. I had abandoned some of the deeper challenges within me. I suppressed a lot of the vulnerabilities. I suppressed some of the connection. I suppressed, you know, relationships and some of these elements that make life really matter. And so I went on my own personal development journey once again into emotional intimacy and then replicated that. And I coached in emotional intimacy for about 18 months. The reason why it's so important is emotional intimacy, and the way that we talked about mindset, now referring to heart set, is that no matter how good your mindset is, if you're carrying around that, I don't know, the despair, the resentment, the anger, the frustrations, these heavier energies within you, no matter how good your mindset is, it's going to be really challenging and if not impossible to be present, to be joyful, to be excited, to really build that connection and have really functional relationship with others. If you get that resentment to yourself, it's going to look like self-sabotage and it's going to look like burnout, especially when it comes to business. It's going to look like self-abandonment. I discovered that for myself, and then even more so during my journey in coaching emotional intimacy. And coming at the other side of that, like, again, people ask me, how do I land where it is that I land now in coaching? I don't think it's my end game. I've got my own evolution to go on still. Part of it is, as a coach, I believe we need our own evolution, because it kind of gets a little bit mundane or boring. It's like anything. You want to continue to grow and develop, right? And I don't want to stay coaching the same people. I look up the chain and go, I want to be like that. And then I want to be able to coach that level of person. So I moved on again through the emerging entrepreneurship, there was elements of lifestyle. Through emotional intimacy, there's elements of lifestyle creation, especially when it comes to relationships, friendships, intimacy, networks, connections, because the quality of our relationships determine the quality of our life. And so I started bringing these pieces together and started coaching on lifestyle design, intentional lifestyle design. And what that happened to look like is 6, 7, 8-figure business owners that wanted success beyond just financial wealth, beyond business success. They wanted holistic success. And this really lit me up inside, because one, it was kind of, to begin with, it was really scary and intimidating coaching people that were making 5 times more money than I did and thinking, well, am I good enough to be able to coach these people? But stepping into the courage of sharing what it is that I knew, I realized, well, I'm not coaching them on business. They probably should be coaching me on business, but what I can coach them on is these other areas that I have become very good at coaching in and spend a lot of time, effort, energy, money, investing and discovering how it is to add value. And they loved it. And so the themes within lifestyle design for 6 and 7, 8-figure business owners came down to the health set and the soul set. So some of them have really great health, you know, like in terms of going to the gym and ripped bodies and eating healthy. Others weren't so healthy when it came to compulsions and addictions around drugs and alcohol and that kind of thing. Highly functional addicts. We see this a lot in business. And if you've seen behind the scenes of highly functional entrepreneurs, you will know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it happens a lot. There is a lot behind the scenes of what the personal cost or the personal expense of building really great businesses, and it's almost everywhere. And then another big part of it was the soul set, going, well, built a business, but what does it really mean to me? How does this align? I've created all the success, but I'm still unfulfilled. And the soul set could be religion if you want. For me, it's not. For me, it's, and the people that I work with, it's more going, where does my heart desire, like my true essential being, the soul within me, where does that want to go? And when we listen to that and really dive into that, it really allows us to tap into something that's meaningful, it's purposeful. It lights us up in a whole different way. I think you can access this before getting all the money in the world. I think that's a really great way to go. But for most people, it seems like, I can't live the life that I want until I make the money that I need. And if that's where you're thinking, fine, like, go that way. There's no judgment towards it. I'm really excited to work with people that don't necessarily have all the money in the world, but they want to tap into their soul set. Because what happens is, when you become so inspired and connected with yourself, with others, the world around you, and the value that you're creating, the money is just, it becomes kind of an easy byproduct of that. So I'm not here to convince you one way or another. You do the way that you want to go. But the four interior empires now that I coach through to create peak performance is that mindset, the heart set, the health set, and the soul set. And this has been an evolution of my journey over the last half decade of coaching that now lights my soul up to go, ah, we're talking about holistic success. It's more than just building a business and wealth, or it's more than just having a ripped, shredded body, or it's more than just having a great relationship and being broke. It's literally going after having it all. This is not about balance. This is about going after it all and developing it. And everyone seems to start, you know, at one or two and neglect the other two. And so it's about figuring out which are the two that you're neglecting to stop settling for mediocrity and start going after having it all. And so tying this back around to the theme of this conversation, morning mastery to forge peak performance, it's a really, really great place to start, not just to develop these four interior empires, but to become aware of them and to start leading into the discomfort of the ones that you've been neglecting. I don't think anyone's immune to this conversation. There's very few people that have all of these dialed in. I believe maybe at the end of this journey, it's enlightenment, which I don't know anyone that's enlightened yet. Anyone that claims to have figured it all out are the first ones that I kind of steer clear from and go, probably got the least figured out when it comes to awareness. The more we learn, the more we realize that we don't have all the answers. I think that's what makes this journey really, really exciting. So morning mastery, it's really morning mastery club. I modeled it from Robin Sharma's 5 AM club. If you're familiar with him and that book, there's a lot of it will sound quite natural to you. Maybe bring back reminders and go, oh yeah, that was really fantastic. And we dial in on that and have group coaching calls and one-on-one calls and all sorts of different ways that we can bring it to life even more. If you're not familiar with Robin Sharma, his work is wonderful. I love his approach. I love his energy. And the 5 AM Club is a really great book as well. I don't necessarily, my opinion around 5 AM doesn't really work for my schedule. I have a Whoop which tracks my sleep and my recovery, and I've optimized my life based on actual metrics that my body has given me feedback on. So I steer away from 5 AM. If it works for you, make it work. I think it's a really great place to start and test yourself. But I'm a huge advocate of bringing these principles and making them work for us as individuals. So that's why it's morning mastery rather than the 5 AM club. The structure is really optimized. It's an optimized approach to work on all four of these internal empires: mindset, heart set, health set, soul set. And the reason why we do it in the morning is when you elevate your morning, you own your life. Elevate your morning, own your life. Because strong mornings flow into glorious days. They cascade into winning weeks, cascade into months, winning months and quarters and extraordinary years. It all starts with the way that you set up your day, how you use that first hour when you wake up in the morning. It's really a time that most people waste. And it's sad to see until we go, ah, I get it now. I understand why it's important, why we can wake up. If we wake up with intention and volition to take command of our life, it really, really, it's incredible to see the results of what happens. So before we jump into this conversation, or as we continue this conversation, probably reflect, do you have a morning routine? Everyone typically does have a morning routine. Most people, it's unintentional. And when it's unintentional, usually doesn't serve them in the greatest way, or it's not as well formed to give you the results that it is that you secretly want. So the first thing is really considering what the morning routine is, and then bring curiosity. Can we change it up? Can we elevate it? Can we make it better? And maybe you already know that if you took a look at your morning routine, faced it, you could enhance it for your personal performance. And by elevating your personal performance, you can already see that you're going to be more equipped to create value, to serve others, to make more of a difference in the world. And ultimately, that's what it is that we all want. So some of the benefits of creating an epic morning routine, dialing in your morning mastery, There's so many of them, man. So I'm just going to list a couple here. And we're going to just open up some curious topics that a lot of people don't really consider. By allocating an extra hour in the morning, that's all it is. When I say morning mastery, really, it's just a dedicated hour in the morning that's dedicated time for yourself. And the reason why that is so important is it's self-prioritization. Really think about and consider how often, or probably how really, you prioritize yourself, dedicate time for yourself, schedule yourself first, and say yes to you as a busy entrepreneur or mother or father, family member, or employee. Just think about how much time you spend doing things for others versus yourself. When you dedicate that time for yourself, what are you communicating to yourself? You're communicating unconsciously that I matter. I'm important. I'm going to schedule myself first. I'm going to show up for me, and I'm going to take care of my needs and what's most important to who it is that I am right now. When you do that, your self-worth, I promise you, will grow exponentially. As people that don't prioritize themselves, or people with low self-worth, they don't have their own ability, their own inner world of taking care of themselves. And so this is one way that we can start developing that internal world, just show and create the belief, the action that creates the belief. We don't need to change our mindset to create different outcomes. We can just start taking different actions that will rewire our mindset into becoming who it is that we want to become. And this is one of the ways. Prioritize yourself and create that self-worth. That's a really powerful way to do it. And if you do that every morning, the great thing is then you can go out into the world and know that you're taken care of. You've already taken care of you. And it's like, think about when you go on a plane. You know when you go on an airplane and they say, make sure you put your own air oxygen mask on first before you help others. It's the same thing. Start your morning taking care of you, and then you'll be more equipped to take care of others. I'm sure you've heard the saying, I got out of bed on the wrong side this morning, meaning that you're not in the best mood, whether it's yourself or someone else. I think it's very easy to do if you don't have a ritualized morning routine that's going to elevate your day and put you into a good mood. So what does it look like? Wait for your five alarms to go off and then crawl out to the kitchen to make the coffee and force yourself into whatever it is that you need to be to go and take care of your next steps, whether it's taking care of the kids or going to work or however it is. And it becomes that is just the mundane. Not only is that not a very fun way to and look forward to waking up earlier, I believe most people can't wake up early, not because they can't, or all the excuses that say because I'm naturally a night owl, or it's mornings, I'm not a morning person. All the excuses, it's not that. It's because they just aren't excited to wake up for that crappy morning ritual that they've got, that routine that isn't exciting. And so one of the big things that we talk about in morning mastery is making it easy and making it exciting, making it something that you want to get out of bed for. I remember back when I was like 15, I'd go snowboarding. I was never a morning person. I was a typical teenager that would want to sleep in to 10 a.m. each morning. But when it came to snowboarding days, I could barely sleep at night. And then my friend and I would stay up all night making, like, I think it was playlists on the cassette for our Sony Walkman. And we'd get like 2 hours sleep, but we could still get up at 4 a.m. to get over to the ski field to go skiing because it was exciting. Most people don't have that. Can you see if you changed to that and you made it exciting, how much easier it would be to be getting out of bed? You'd be getting out of bed on the right side of the bed, or the left side, or whatever side of the bed that it is that makes you feeling excited, elevated, ready to take care of what it is that you need to take care of. So that's one of the big reasons why we need to have a look at the way that we're constructing our routine in a way that works for us, in a way that lights us up. And then as we get out of bed, it's making time for what's important, those four interior empires. So we can look at really how the mindset is, how our mindset's looking, dial it in. And so maybe that could be around gratitudes. There's so many different exercises of how to do it. Or we can just take care of what is our health looking like really? What is it that I'm passionate about? And, you know, we can do this. I'll touch on this in a moment and how we can take care of these different things, but really making time for what is most important. I have not seen anyone that has had all four interior empires all dialed in. So making time to become intentional and dialing them in, this is what's going to elevate the peak performance. And so when we make our mornings fun, we make our mornings exciting. It releases chemicals in our brain, our neurochemistry, things like the dopamine. Dopamine is the drug that gives us inspiration. It's a feel-good chemical. And when we do things that are fun and exciting, we flood our bodies with dopamine, our brains with dopamine. I really love this because what we're looking at is we're leveraging dopamine and our neurochemistry to do the heavy lifting for us. Have you noticed when you're doing something that's fun, even when it's a really challenging activity, when it's fun, it doesn't feel challenging anymore. It seems like it takes care of itself. It's easy. You've got way more sustained energy and focus, and you can just get things done. That is literally using your neurochemistry to do the heavy lifting. You don't need to have willpower. You don't need that determination anymore. You don't need to grind through and push through, which is what kind of the popular belief is right now. If you want to do hard things, you need all determination and willpower. That's all you need, like the hard masculine hustle power energy. Sure, that is important and I love it. And I'm going to talk about this in the next point. But also we can just make it easy. How do we make it easy? Use our neurochemistry to do the heavy lifting. And so there's different ways that we can do that. I'll talk about this in the 2020 formula that we're going to touch on in a minute. What the science shows is if you get up and you move, you just move your body. It doesn't have to be go to the gym for an hour, but even just like 20 minutes of exercise to elevate the heart rate, it releases those neurochemicals that will allow you to do the heavy lifting for you. If you tap into something that you find enjoyable, it will help release those chemicals. And that's what's going to give you the ease of getting up early. It's going to give you, one, you're going to look forward to it, but two, it's going to happen automatically. And this is how we can start training the brain to not even need an alarm clock anymore. I haven't used an alarm since, I don't know, 3 years now, and I always wake up on time when I want because I've trained the brain to look forward to the time that I'm waking up for. And that's a really powerful skill. And then lastly, or not lastly, but one of the other major benefits of having a dialed in routine is it develops the muscle of willpower and determination. So I mentioned before that willpower and determination, it's not all that. I think it's really important to still develop it and to allow us to push through when the challenges are hard. You know, there are going to be times when you wake up and you're tired and you want to sleep in, but getting up out of bed isn't as difficult as what most people say it is. It's just that they're underdeveloped and the willpower, the determination to go and take charge of their day. And it's such an easy place to really start practicing it. You do that one thing every morning, getting out of bed when it's easy, when it's hard, when you feel like it or you don't feel like it. Just really consider what that's teaching yourself to do in times where it really, really matters. When something comes up and you're like, oh, it takes so much determination and willpower to do this, but you've already demonstrated to yourself every day for the last year. You're just like, oh, I've got this. I can handle it. Things start becoming way easier in your life. And it's just such a great way to develop it. Willpower and determination is literally like a muscle. It's like doing bicep curls at the gym. You can go and train it. You can build it. It takes repetitions. So you don't get out of bed once and say, okay, I've got it. You do it every day. And now you become stronger in that field, which is so important when it comes to building business, when it comes to sales, when it comes to doing anything challenging, but also when it comes to even relationships, thinking about those challenging conversations that you have with your partner. And, you know, we've all had it going, oh, why do I have to put up with this? I don't want to put up with this. You want to be the little bitch that runs away, or you want to be the person that's like, I've got the willpower to stick through because this is really important to me. I know that on the long term, it's going to be worth it. And you have that stickability to keep showing up. Morning mastery really helps you with that. I think it's awesome. So there's a couple of quotes in terms of getting great results. One of my favorite ones by Abraham Lincoln around the importance of preparation. He says, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree and I'll spend the first 4 sharpening the axe. I think that's a really great metaphor in terms of how we shape our days. You know, we've got a whole day ahead of us that we want it to be successful, but how much time are we spending preparing for it to be successful? And, you know, so he says 4 hours sharpening the axe and 6 hours to chop down the tree. All we're asking here is 1 hour for your next 8 to 10 and beyond. On a ratio perspective, it's not that much. But the power of 1 hour for yourself to go and set your day up for success is incredible. And then, of course, Robin Sharma, he says the way you start your day determines how well you live your day. Huge advocate, huge fan of that. You start your day on the wrong side of the bed, getting up, feeling sluggish. Chances are you're probably not waking up until 10 or 11 a.m. How many hours have you wasted? Versus lighting your day on fire in the first hour, and by the time it's time to sit down at your desk or talk to a colleague or do what it is that you need to take care of, you're like, I'm all over this. I've got it. And it really ignites your day. It really elevates what it is that you're able to achieve. There's also some really great statistics, studies around this. Christoph Ranley, he's a German biologist, and it's referenced in the Harvard Business Review. It shows that morning people tend to be more proactive, anticipate problems and minimize them more effectively or efficiently, which correlates to improved performance. I really love how this ties into one of our key criteria for success is navigating uncertainty. If you've heard any of my other conversations, I reference that a lot. I think the key criteria to success in life is navigating uncertainty, making decisions in the face of challenge. Morning people, this is what the studies show. It's incredible. Morning people tend to be more proactive and anticipate problems and minimize them more efficiently. That's literally making decisions and navigating uncertainty, personal performance. And then there's a study of the University of Texas. Early birds, or those that claim and identify themselves the early birds, they have a GPA of 3.5. So American, of course, GPA. 3.5 versus those that consider themselves as quotations, night owls, have an average GPA of 2.5. And this is over a study of like thousands of students. That's huge. It's a GPA of a whole extra point higher. And so the research even backs this up. So what do we do? Optimizing your morning routine. This is where the rubber hits the road and how to do it. The Morning Mastery follows the 20-20-20 formula. And so this is taken straight from the 5 a.m. Club. Again, if you want extra reading on this, Robin Sharma, 5 a.m. Club is a really great way. He articulates it beautifully. But we teach this. This is the formula that we follow in the Morning Mastery Club also. The 20-20-20 formula is move 20 minutes in the morning, reflect for 20 minutes, and then grow for 20 minutes. It's a total of 60 minutes. An hour is not a big amount of time. Moving for 20 minutes, there is some light exercise. The point isn't to get your exercise in here. The point is to elevate your heart rate. And that elevates your dopamine and the serotonin and all the great chemicals that comes out as a result. Starts waking up your body. Come in from whether it's a run or a yoga or stretching or however it is that you like to do it. Come in, reflect for 20 minutes. And the reflection could be as simple as a 20-minute meditation. It could be 20 minutes of journaling, or it could be half journaling, half meditation, or vice versa. Reflecting, it could be as simple as sitting there with a coffee and being present with yourself. A lot of people are trying to escape that presence with themselves, the silence to hear the messages within. So there's many different ways that you can reflect on how it is that you want your day to be, who it is that you're becoming, what achievements are you going after, maybe what acknowledgements and gratitudes you are bringing into your morning. And then the final 20 minutes is grow, learn something, read a book, do a course, study, bring something that's for yourself. That's allowing you to become more of who you want to become. I see a lot of people use this point to grow into their business. It's great. Is it taking care of you, or is it taking care of your business responsibilities? Learning something for 20 minutes every single day, or even just 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, or however you do it, the compounding effect on what it is that you know, the way you become more knowledgeable, you become more interesting, igniting an extra passion and something that you didn't even know that was within you is a really wonderful day to a wonderful way to elevate your day and who it is that you're becoming. 60 minutes is not a long time. Pocket one is move. Pocket two is reflect. I think pocket two, reflect. But what I've seen is probably could be the most challenging for many people, because we are living in this world that's created a world of distraction, and now we're afraid, we're avoiding the silence. Maybe it's the fear of the voice within. I talk about this in the very first episode of facing our reality, the areas that we've been abandoning and neglecting ourselves. The more we can, you know, the whole saying of the answers are within, it's easy to say, I look there's nothing there. Well, what about if it's not looking within, it's hearing what you're within is saying? And we need to silence. We need to silence what's going on around us so you can hear the inner wisdom, your inner genius. So again, journaling, acknowledgements, gratitude, demonstrating your values, reflecting on all these parts of it. And then the pocket three and grow is so important. When you learn something, it's a demonstration to you that you matter. You're not there just to serve everyone else. You are there to fill your own interests as well. You're prioritizing making time for you, taking responsibility for your future and who you're becoming. This could be podcasts, books, programs. As I mentioned, there's so many different ways that you can learn and grow. We have so much information available to us that's so accessible more than ever, but still somehow we're making excuses to do it. So prioritize it. Make it part of your morning ritual. So I trust with this conversation, you can see the difference in how just the simple formula of waking up an hour early, bringing 20-20-20 formula and designating time for you will massively elevate your mornings. You can hear the simplicity of how morning mastery just optimizes your life. Again, it takes consistency, which if you missed the last episode, two episodes ago, consistency, really great episode of how we can start developing even more of this, especially after, you know, your first couple of weeks and maybe it starts getting boring, developing that consistency around it. I don't believe if you bring this to life in the right way, it doesn't get boring because it's incredibly exciting. I look forward to my morning mastery routine. And I hope and I trust that you feel even more potential within you already just by having access to this knowledge of morning mastery. So if you'd love to come and join us in creating an epic morning mastery routine for yourself to forge your own peak performance, become more of who it is that you want to become in this world, in your life, and that demonstration for others, I invite you, come and join us in the Morning Mastery Club. We've got epic inclusions like live group coaching calls. We do two per month as a group to dive into these conversations even more. We've got the complete vault of mastery teachings where we go even more in depth into the 20-20-20 formula and the recordings of all the sessions that we've had, 24/7 community and accountability, and of course a progress tracker. What you don't track, you can't measure and improve. So we've got that and rewards that are coming out. It's a total value of over like $1,500, but the club membership is just $97 a quarter. So it's like $29 a month to come and be part of it. Renews every quarter. So to dive in and to really elevate your life. And of course, click through from this podcast, join today. We have the Peak Performance Video Collection. That's valued at close to $600 as well. You get that as a free bonus. And the physical book. I'll send you out the physical book that I wrote, Three Toxic Lies That Keep You Busy, Stressed, and Unfulfilled, which has got really great insights of the way that you're framing and you're shaping your time and the lies that we're taught through our conditioning of society, how to break free from them to create more time, more presence, and more fulfillment in your daily actions every day. So that gets sent out. Postage, international postage is included, of course. So again, I'm going to drop the link below for the Parallax Transformations Morning Mastery Club. So it's parallaxtransformations.com/morning-mastery-club. Click through that, it'll take you to the landing page. You can check out, get access to all of that and be hanging out together even more. I'd love to see you in there. I'd love to hear your feedback, whether it's within this program or direct through Facebook, any of my social media channels, I should say. And let me know how you've got on, how you're elevating your days through just creating an epic morning routine. So I look forward to hanging out with you very shortly. And until then, well, we'll see you on the next podcast.